So I want to look today at the theme, how to pray like Jesus. And I want to look at Luke 1, beginning with verse 1. I'm reading this out of the New King James. It says, "Now it came to pass, as Jesus was praying." So what's he doing here? He's praying. "As he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" I want to point out a couple of things. First of all, notice that prayer can be taught. Prayer can be learned. John taught his disciples how to pray. They learned how to pray. So wherever you're at in your prayer life, you can learn to pray. Prayer can be taught. And then secondly, I find it interesting that this is the only thing we ever have a record of the disciples asking Jesus to teach them. I mean, think about it. They could have said, "Lord, teach us to heal the sick, teach us to raise the dead, teach us to cast out demons, teach us to preach and teach like you do, teach us to do the kinds of miracles you did." But they didn't ask that, or at least we have no record of that. Why is that? Why is it the only thing we have them asking Jesus to teach them is to pray? Well, I would suggest two possibilities. One is maybe they were more impressed with his prayer life than all those other things. Or maybe they realized all those other things flowed out of his prayer life. So if they could learn to pray like him, the other things would also come into play. Now, I want you to notice something, and I'm maybe reading something into the text that may not be there, but at least in the New King James, it says they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Notice it does not say teach us how to pray, but teach us to pray. Now, they may have meant teach us how to pray, but what the reason I bring out this little distinction is a lot of us know how to do certain things we just don't do. So there's areas in all of our lives where we really don't need to be taught how, we just need to be taught to. If, for example, you know, if we want to eat healthier, we all know how to do that. We may not need to really be taught how, we just maybe need to do what we already know how to do. We all know how to do some exercise and get in better shape. Now we may be able to learn more efficient ways of doing things. But the bottom line is we all know how to do certain things that we don't do but should do. And so maybe what we need to be taught is to do something more so than necessarily how. And reality is we all, every one of us, know how to pray more than we actually do pray. And if we learn to pray, the how to, I think, will come. The other thing I want to point out, let's just go on. Jesus said, "When you pray, say," and we're going to switch over to Matthew's account because Matthew's account is a little more worded like most of us have memorized the Lord's Prayer. But notice Jesus said, "When," they're saying, "Teach us to pray," and he starts with, "When you pray." In other words, I think he's saying that the way to learn to pray is just pray, just pray. I need to read a bunch of more books on prayer, listen to a bunch of more teachings on prayer, and there's a place for that. But learning to pray is one of those things that you can't learn any better way than just doing it. I mean, it's kind of like a lot of skills in life. If you were going to learn another language, if you were going to learn to play an instrument, reading a book about it may be helpful, but bottom line, you're going to have to just enter in. You're just going to have to start doing it, and then those skills will come. So we're going to learn best to pray by praying. So Jesus says, "When you pray, say," or "in this manner, therefore, pray." And then he gives us what we've come to know as the Lord's Prayer. In fact, I want us to look at, let me just say this first about the Lord's Prayer. I think we underestimate the importance of this pattern Jesus gave us. I've read, I'm sure, dozens and dozens of books on prayer. And often, you know, somebody will come up with a new sort of a pattern for prayer. But I'm like, is anybody going to come up with one better than Jesus did? I mean, I think he probably is the best prayer there ever was, ever will be. And so I don't think we're going to improve on his pattern. Now, he didn't give us this prayer primarily as something we would memorize and then pray every day for 30 seconds and be done. But what he was giving us is a pattern that includes about half a dozen different aspects to include in our prayer life that pretty well covers any kind of need we will ever have. So my encouragement to you is to learn the pattern and never think you're going to outgrow it. Well, I'm just beyond the Lord's Prayer. You will never get beyond the Lord's Prayer. It is so simple that a brand new Christian or a child could learn to pray through this pattern, and yet, no matter how mature you are or how deep you are in prayer, you could never exhaust the Lord's Prayer. I mean, think of it. You could step in and pray for 1 minute in each of the six areas and start with 6 minutes of prayer. You could do that 5 minutes and pray for a half hour. You could do that 10 minutes, pray for an hour, and so forth. You could, just a couple of suggestions, you could each day say, well, today I'm going to take one of the parts of the Lord's Prayer and give it some extra focus. Dig in a little deeper to that part. And each day you could emphasize one part more than the others. Or you could say, each week I'm going to take one part of the Lord's Prayer and every day that week I'm going to delve deeper into that part. And then a week from now I'm going to increase that. And I'm not suggesting you set a timer and pray through the Lord's Prayer that way. I mean, you can do that if you want. But reality is that where we're at in our life, how the Holy Spirit is leading us, there may be times where certain parts of the Lord's Prayer we camp for a while, and other parts we move rather quickly through it. And so there's no hard, fast rules when it comes to this. I want to encourage you to learn to pray in two different prayer contexts. One is learn to have a daily time of prayer. I mean a set time where you just you and God and you pray. Second thing is learn to pray throughout your day. And here's what I've discovered. We're all wired that one of those is easier than the other. The way I'm wired, I do better with number one. I set it, put a time, do it, boom, got it done. I do better than that than I do praying on the fly as the day goes. Others of you, you're like, boy, it's hard for me to set a scheduled time and do it. I just do better praying on the fly. Let me ask you, how many number one is easier for you? How many number two is easier for you? How many neither of them are easy? all right. Well, let's. What I want to emphasize just briefly is that we need both of these. And whichever one you're good at, don't give that one up, but just work at the other one. And here's why. It's impossible, think about this, it's impossible to develop significant intimacy while multitasking. Those of you who are married, imagine if the only time you interacted with your spouse is while multitasking. How close would you really feel if that's the only interaction? How intimate would your relationship be if each of you were always doing two or three things whenever you interacted? Well, you can see that that would not work very well. Well, let me also suggest that basically intimacy requires two things, privacy and focus. You won't get intimate without intense focus and shutting everything else out and privacy. That's what intimacy requires. And I'm going to suggest that praying on the fly is a good thing, but that it will limit the intimacy part of your relationship with God, because intimacy requires privacy and focus. But now let's go to the other side of the coin, and that is that it's impossible to develop praying without ceasing with only one prayer interaction per day. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Jesus talked about abiding in him. So imagine you and your spouse, you got this really great, you know, once a day where you set a time aside where it's 100% focus on each other and how's your day and what are your dreams and how can I encourage you? And you got that thing. But imagine if at the end of that wonderful intimate time of communication, you said, I'll see you in 23 hours and we'll talk again. And imagine your spouse comes up to you and wants to share something, and you say, wait a minute, it's not our set time yet. You're going to have to wait. Now, that wouldn't work too well either, would it? And so you can see that in our walk with God, it's the same way. If I end my prayer time and I say, okay, God, we'll see you in 23 hours, that's just not going to work very well. So how do we do each of those? Well, let me just go real quickly. First of all, to have a daily prayer time, choose a prayer time and a minimum length. If you say, well, I'll just pray whenever I get time, I can promise you, you will not get time. It's just the way it works. So you set a time. Now, that may change by, it might be the way your schedule works. On these days, this time works better, and these days, this time. So it doesn't have to be the exact same time, but set a time. I would encourage a minimum length, a length that you can handle. You can always build on that. And then choose a prayer place. Now, that place can change. There may be times you want to mix it up or time where life is going to require you to mix it up. But when generally you have a regular place to pray, what will happen is you will literally develop a presence of God in that place that will become familiar to you. Once you're used to that place, you're not distracted by the surroundings. Sometimes you go to a different place and there's all these distractions. So again, you can mix it up. And then choose a prayer plan. And my suggestion is have that plan be the Lord's Prayer. Okay, let's look at the second part, how to pray throughout your day. And I'll just start with this. Whenever you feel anxious during the day, pray. Notice what Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be anxious for nothing. You know, that's a really hard verse to fully obey. Be anxious for nothing. Well, what do I do when I feel anxious? It says, pray, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I'm glad I know that verse. So here's the point. As you're going throughout your day, whenever life is causing you to be anxious, say, okay, here's the time to pray. Now, we're not talking you got to, drop everything and pray for a half hour. You might pray 30 seconds, but use those opportunities to pray. And then use spare moments to praise and pray. You're driving to work. You're waiting for an appointment. You are, whatever is going on in your world, you can use spare moments. You're walking, from the parking lot to the store, to work, wherever it might be. And another thing is pray when you're doing tasks that don't require a lot of mental focus. You can pray, while walking. You can pray while jogging. You can pray while sitting in a deer stand. You can pray while fishing. You can pray while shopping. You can pray while vacuuming. There's a lot of things we do that don't require a lot of mental intense focus, and often we can pray during those times. Set times for brief prayer throughout your day. Maybe in your job you have a coffee break a couple times a day, a lunch break. What if you just took 30 seconds, 60 seconds at the beginning of those and prayed? You just take your phone and set the alarm to go off every so often, and every time it goes off, you pray for 30 seconds or a minute. There's many ways we can pray. I would encourage you to pray a lot in tongues. Some of you aren't familiar with this. I'm going to actually deal with this in probably 2 weeks. But I don't know what I would do if I didn't have the ability to pray in tongues, because it really helps me when I don't know what to pray, and helps me build myself up. There's a couple of verses on that. All right, praying the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back. And what we're going to do in the rest of the message is we're going to work our way through the Lord's Prayer one section at a time. And then after each section, the worship team is going to lead us in a song that'll kind of follow that theme. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pray and worship that particular theme. So today we're not just talking about prayer. We're mobilizing you to pray. We're helping equip you to pray. Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer, not a house that just talks about prayer, but pray. So we're going to be doing some praying together. And so I hope you'll stretch with me. But let's, Jesus said, in this manner, therefore, pray. And let's read this together. And we'll read it on the screen in case you have it memorized slightly differently. But let's pray this together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we're going to divide that up into six parts. The first part is Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be your name. Now, I'm going to just take a couple minutes on each of these. Obviously, we could go way deeper, but I'm just wanting to scratch the surface. And here, what we are doing is we're praising God for who he is and thanking him for what he's done in our lives. It says our Father, so we're praising him for being our Father. But here's my encouragement to you. When you pray this, what about each day zeroing in on one of God's attributes? What about each day there's one of his attributes you've emphasized? Maybe the one you're in need of being manifested in your life. Maybe one God is revealing to you. Or you could focus on one of the names of God. There's a lot of names of God and Jesus in the Bible. And each of those names usually reflect one of his attributes or one of the ways he wants to work in your life. So what if as you're reading the Bible, you're kind of looking for those and mark them, and next time you're praying, you can pull that out and pray about one of those attributes. And then I would encourage you, each day you pray, thank him for one thing that day. What do you have in the last 24 hours? What way did God watch over you, keep you, guide you, direct you, bless you, provide for you? What is there one thing you can be thankful for? And again, as you go about your day, be looking for those things. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So we can be watching for the things we have to be thankful for. And what we're doing when we're starting this way is notice we're starting our prayers by focusing on the solution, not the problem. It's very easy just to run to God and say, God, this is my problem, and start with the problem. I think it's a little better. Start with the solution before you bring up the problem. It will encourage your faith when you get to presenting your problem to the solution. You can read a psalm. You can sing a song. You can sing along with a song. You can sing a cappella. You don't have to sing at all. There's all kinds of ways we can hallow his name. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me, and the worship team is going to lead us in a song. And I want to encourage you to engage. I want to encourage you. Jesus said, when you pray, say. He didn't say, when you pray, think. So learn to stretch. Pray out loud. There'll be lots of noise around you, so others aren't going to probably hear you. So let's sing along with the worship team. And if you rather than sing, just pray, you can do that. And we're going to, in this manner, work our way this morning through the Lord's Prayer.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship Him.
Just take a moment now and out loud thank God for one of His attributes, one that maybe He's impressed upon you lately, maybe one of the attributes that you're needing to be manifest in your life. And then also just pause and give Him thanks for something. What is it you are thankful for? So just take a couple of minutes and then we'll move on to the next part. You may be seated. Let's go on to the next part of the Lord's Prayer. And that is, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And here we're praying for God's kingdom to come and yielding to His will. And might say, well, what is His kingdom? If we're praying for His kingdom to come, what does that mean? His kingdom is His rule. His kingdom is what the second part of the verse says. His kingdom is His will being done on earth. We know His will is being done in heaven. So what we're praying is, God, let Your will be done on earth. Romans 14, 17 says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So here's what I want you to think about with this prayer is, in your context, wherever you see that not present, then pray that into existence. So maybe there's an area in your life, your family, your work, your school, wherever it might be. Maybe there's an area where you say, God's will is not happening here. Well, then declare it to happen there. You might say, well, there's no peace in this particular situation. Well, then pray for God's peace to come. That's your assignment. You are on earth as an ambassador of the kingdom to bring the dimensions of the kingdom into your realms of influence. Where you see unrighteousness, declare the righteousness of God to come to that place. Where there's no joy, then you release that joy. The kingdom is in you, the Bible says. And so as we pray for the kingdom to come, we are literally releasing those dynamics. So think about that as you go throughout your day, that you are here to release the kingdom of God where you see it lacking. I would encourage you, start, of course, in your own life and in your own family, to pray wherever you see those kingdom dynamics lacking. Declare them in your life and in your family. Pray for your community, especially the areas that you're most involved in. That's why you're in those particular areas. So pray over those areas. Pray for your state, your nation, other nations.
Maybe you pray for a different nation every day. Maybe there's a particular nation you feel like God's given you a prayer assignment in. So those are some things we can do. And then the last part of that is submit your will fully to God. It wouldn't make sense to pray for his will to be done and then for you and I to resist his will in our own lives. So a part of this prayer being answered is that we submit then to the rule of God in our own lives. I'm reminded of Luke 22, 41 and 42, where Jesus knew he was going to be going to the cross, and he wasn't really looking forward to that. I don't think any more than you or I would look forward to it. And so he's like, God, I would really like a plan B here. Could there be a plan B? I mean, that wouldn't hurt so much. That's what I'm asking. But then he says, but if there isn't, I'll submit to plan A. And of course, there was only plan A. And so sometimes to submit to God's will costs us something. Sometimes it's not easy. So let's stand together and let's pray for God's kingdom to come. Yield to his will. The worship team will lead us in a song. And consider where in your realm of influence it does there need to be more of God's will, more of God's kingdom, and pray that into existence in those places as the worship team leads us. Go ahead and do that now. Pray for God's kingdom to come, his will to be done. And pray in specifics, where in your realm of influence do you see the greatest need for his kingdom to come? Pray for to come in that area. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, we declare your rule today in our lives. We declare your rule and reign today in our families. Lord, in our neighborhoods, our workplaces, the marketplace, our schools, we declare your rule. We declare your reign in government, God. We declare your will to be done. Lord, we speak righteousness over our city, Lord. where there is unrighteousness, let it be replaced by righteousness, Lord. Lord, we declare peace. Lord, where there is turmoil, we speak peace. We speak the peace of God to come where there is unrest. Oh, Lord, where there is discouragement, where there is depression, we declare the joy of the Lord. Oh, Lord, let your kingdom manifest throughout our city. I pray for every workplace represented here today. Lord, may we realize we are on assignment to change the atmosphere, Lord, in that place. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we are your kingdom ambassadors, God, to change spiritual climates through our prayers, through our declarations. May we recognize, God, our calling and walk that out. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that our prayers make a difference. Thank you, Lord, that our prayers change atmospheres. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, you may be seated. We'll go on to the third part. Give us this day our daily bread. This is pretty much just as it sounds, praying for God to meet your needs. Daily bread certainly can represent our provision needs, but not only financially, but relationally and in every other way. And so here all we're doing is just bringing our petitions to God. I would suggest specifically praying over your day. This works best if you're praying as in the morning. Think about, what do I have going today? Well, I got that appointment. Okay, I'm going to pray for that appointment right now. I'm going to be talking with so-and-so. God, what do they need today? Can I bring a word of encouragement to them? Lord, we have this meeting today. We're going to need answers. Would you give me wisdom today? This doctor's appointment. God, use the doctor. Use the nurses. God, let the appointment turn out well. You know, whatever it is, just pray about whatever the things are so that as you walk about your day, you've already prayed through it all. Of course, you can keep praying as it happens as well. Pray for your family in the same way you just prayed over your day. What's your family going through? What's their day look like? What's going on in their world? Pray over them for that day. And then please include this. Pray for your church. Pray for your church brothers and sisters. Pray for your leaders. If you're in a small group, what are the needs that have been shared in that group? Pray for the people that are in your small group. So let's stand again, and as we continue to worship, what are your needs? What's on your heart? What does your family need? Just take a few moments and bring your requests to the Lord during this part of our service.
Great is thy faithfulness, we
Your family has, just ask God to meet those needs.